M23 recording length 11 minutes and 06 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 23 Open Cluster M23, NGC 6494. Type E, in Sagittarius M23.jpg, right ascension 17, 56.8, H colon M, declination 19, 01, Deg colon M. Distance 2.15, Cli, visual brightness 6.9, Mag, apparent dimension 27.0, Arc Min, discovered 1764 by Charles Messier, Open Cluster Messier 23, Million 23, NGC 6494, is another glorious sight for small telescopes and binoculars in the summer Milky Way that is one of Charles Messier's authentical discoveries. He discovered this cluster on June 20, 1764, at a distance of 2,150 light-years. The apparent diameter of this 6/7 mag object, 27 arc minutes, corresponds to about 15 light-years. Kenneth and Jones figure of 35 would correspond to about 20 light-years. M23 was classified by Trumpler as I-2R, while Gertz assigns it to class II-2. R, and the Sky Catalog 2000 gives III-1M. It contains at least about 150 proven member stars. Already Wadenquist counted 129 probable cluster members within a diameter of 34, and gave the mean magnitude of the brightest 5 stars as 9.4. He considered it to be one of the older open clusters. S.N.S. Philopoulos, at Norman Lockyer Observatory, examined M23 in 1953. He found 149 member stars within 27.2, with the following distribution in magnitudes: Mag 10, 12, Mag 11, 17, Mag 12, 24, Mag 13, 20, and Mag greater than 13.5, 96 stars. The hottest stars in M23 are of spectral type B9. The brightest star is of magnitude 9.21. The age of M23 has been estimated at 220 million years, Sky Catalog 2000, and 300 million years, by GMNET's Geneva team. M23 can be easily found either 2.5 deg and 3.5 deg W of Mu Sagittarii, approximately on the line to Xi Serpentis, or 0.5 deg S and 8 deg E of M9. It is a fine open cluster of stars mainly between 10.13 mag. The cluster is not very sharply limited from a rich Milky Way background. A Mag 6.5 wide foreground star is quite prominent in the NW, about 18, from the cluster's center. Messier 23 observations and descriptions discovered on June 20, 1764 by Charles Messier. Messier, M23, June 20, 1764 23 17 842 meters 51s. 265 D 42, 50, 18 D 45, 55, a star cluster, between the end of the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus, very near to 65 Ophiuchi. According to Flamsteed, the stars of this cluster are very close to one another. Its position was determined from Mu Sagittarii, Diom, 15, Membacid for 1771, p. 444. First Messier catalog, in the night of June 20 to 21, 1764, I determined the position of a cluster of small stars which is situated between the northern extremity of the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus, very close to the star of 6th magnitude, the 65th of the latter constellation Ophi. After the catalog of Flamsteed, these stars are very close to each other. There is none which one can see easily with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3.5 feet, and which was taken for these small stars. The diameter of all is about 15 minutes of arc. I have determined its position by comparing the middle with the star Mu Sagittarii. I have found its right ascension of 265 d 42, 50, and its declination of 18 d 45, 55, south, p. 456, 1764.June.20, raw. 265.42.50, Dec. 18.45.55.8, Diom, 0.15, cluster of stars between the extremity of the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus, very near to the star 65 Ophiuchi, according to the catalogue of Flamsteed, Bode, Bode 42, a star cluster. Caroline Herschel, May 5, 1783, observed M23, M4, and M9. William Herschel, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652, 1784, June 18, SW 230, a cluster of beautiful scattered, large stars, nearly of equal magnitudes, visible in my finder. It extends much farther than the field of the telescope will take in, and in the finder seems to be a nebula of a length and form extending to about half a degree. John Herschel, 1833, H1990 = M23, Sweep 276, July 29, 1830, Ra 17 8 46 meters 41.8s, NPD 108 D 61 meters 45s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a VL, P-rich, coarse scattered cluster which fills the field, stars 11 and 12 meters, a very large, pretty rich, coarse scattered cluster which fills the field of view, stars of 11th and 12th magnitude, Sweep 269, July 15, 1830, Ra 17 8 46 meters 61.0s, NPD 108 D 57 meters 48s, 1830.0, a star 10 meters in the center of a beautiful discrete cluster of 60 or 70 stars 10 and 11 meters and one of 9.10, they run in lines and arches, it is loose and straggling, and the sky around it has a dotted appearance. A star 10th magnitude in the center of a beautiful discrete cluster of 60 or 70 stars of 10th and 11th magnitude and one of 9th or 10th. They run in lines and arches. It is loose and straggling, and the sky around it has a dotted appearance. Sweep 33, July 24, 1826, Ra 17 8 46 meters 61.9s, NPD 108 D 58 meters 18s, 1830.0. A V large, coarse STRAGGL cluster of about 100 stars 9.10, 13 meters. It is announced several minutes before by an increased number of stars in the field. A very large, coarse straggled cluster of about 100 stars 9.10, 13 meters. It is announced several minutes before by an increased number of stars in the field. Smythe, DCXXVI 626, M23. DCXXVI 23 million Ophiuchi, now Sagittarii, R17 8 47 meters 32s, DEC S18 D 58.2, mean epoch of observation 1835.54, July 1835, a loose cluster in the space between Ophiuchus's left leg and the bow of Sagittarius. This is an elegant sprinkling of telescopic stars over the whole field under a moderate magnifying power. The most clustering portion is oblique, in the direction SP to NF south proceeding to north following, SW to NO, with a 7th magnitude star in the latter portion, the place registered at that of a neat pair, of the 9th and 10th magnitudes, of a lilac hue, and about 12, apart. This object was discovered by Messier 1764. And it precedes a rich outcropping of the Milky Way. The place is gained by differentiating the cluster with Mu Sagittarii, from which it bears northwest, distant about 5 deg, the spot being directed to by a line from Sigma on the shoulder, through Mu at the tip of the bow. After having examined this object, I lowered the telescope a couple of degrees, and gazed for the curious Trifet Nebula, 41 HIV HIV.41. But though I could make out the delicate triple star in the center of its opening, the nebulous matter resisted the light of my telescope, so that its presence was only indicated by a peculiar glow. Pretty closely preceding this is number 20 million, an elegant cruciform group of stars, discovered in 1764, which he considered to be surrounded with nebulosity. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4346. GC 4346 = H1990 = M23, Ra 17 8 48 meters 40.9s, NPD 108 D 59, 43.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, Pri, LC, Saint 9.10, 11, 13 6 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, cluster, bright, very large, pretty rich, little compressed, one star of 9th to 10th magnitude and stars of 11th to 13th magnitude, drier, NGC 6494. NGC 6494 equals GC 4346 equals H1990, M23, RA 17848 meters 41s, NPD 108D 59.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B, VL, Pri, LC, Saint 10, equals M23 cluster, bright, very large, pretty rich, little compressed, stars of 10th magnitude and fainter. Content Karasyev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.